An environmental group says the effort to clean up the Chesapeake Bay may not be as successful as officials are hoping for. The Environmental Integrity Project issued a pair of reports that found the Environmental Protection Agency may be overestimating the progress that is being made. One report on the phosphorus problem with chicken manure found a lack of improvement in some of the waterways on the eastern shore, including worsening conditions in rivers such as the Nanticoke. The second report questions the modeling the EPA uses in measuring what's called the pollution diet for the bay. Abel Russ is an attorney with the Environmental Integrity Project.
One thing I've been getting a lot of questions about this, and I've seen some things in the papers that are making me nervous, because I'm actually not very critical of the EPA model. I think it's a good model. I think they're doing the best they can with a limited amount of information. But I think it's very uncertain, and I think it's that uncertainty that we have to be careful about. And there are a couple of things in the model that may be off, and one of them is the BMP efficiencies, how well those best management practices work. Another one is how well those best management practices are implemented and maintained after they're put on the books as being in place. They may not be working as well as planned because they may not be maintained as well as people intend to do in the beginning. And then another thing that's happening, of course, you'll read a lot about this, is that there's a lag time, and sometimes the changes in land use won't produce a change in water quality immediately, although I think they will produce some change, and they should produce some change in water quality immediately. There's also a longer, more drawn-out improvement that happens over time. And then finally, there's weather, and we talk a little bit about this in the report, but there are big storm events that can make big pollution loads happen instantaneously or within a few days, and that has to be something that the model is able to capture. And I think it does to some degree, but it could probably be improved in that regard as well.
So what should be done then? I mean, what actions should be taken, or are we stuck with this for some time?
I think there are some things that we could do. I don't think we're stuck with it entirely. One of the problems is that on the Lower Eastern Shore in particular, you have phosphorus-saturated soils, and that's a tough situation for farmers, and I'm sympathetic to their situation. It's really tough, but the fact is, if we add more phosphorus to those fields, it's just going to get into the bay, and that's not a sustainable situation. And so I think in some settings, the solution has to be a reduction in the amount of manure that's applied to the land. And it may be that the solution is a reduction in the concentration of poultry and manure in certain parts of the bay watershed. And that's a big change, and it's not going to be easy, but it's something that I think we have to consider as a long-term strategy. And it's an opportunity. It represents a challenge, and it also represents an opportunity for innovation in the agricultural sector. Another thing that we have to do in the meantime is make sure that we're not counting pollution reductions that aren't happening. And the way to do that is to build in a margin of safety in any of the policies that count on agricultural reductions of nutrients. So, for example, in Maryland, there's accounting for growth, which is sort of related to nutrient trading. It's a growth offset policy. Then there's the agricultural certainty policy that's being developed right now. Both of those count pollution reductions from farms based on the efficiencies, the effectiveness estimates of those land use practices. If we do account for the uncertainty with the margin of safety, I think we'll be safe in assuming that we're making progress.
How difficult do you think this is going to be? I mean, farmers are already facing costs, especially with the international market.
Well, I don't know. It's difficult, but you know, everybody's having to pitch in on this. I've been looking at some facilities elsewhere in the watershed that have reduced their pollution loads by 90%. Those are industrial sources that have had to make major upgrades to their plants. Urban residents are paying taxes to pay for a lot of things, a lot of changes in urban practices. They're paying taxes that go to help farmers implement best management practices. So everybody's working on this project, and everybody's having to do a little bit of scrambling. And, you know, for some farmers, it's going to be harder than for others. But there is somebody in this equation that could help, and that's the integrators. They have the money. They're making the profits. They could be fixing this problem themselves. I think they can figure out ways to process it chemically. They can digest it. They can separate the nitrogen and phosphorus through advanced processes that are under development, and then use the nitrogen as a fertilizer and sell the phosphorus on the global market. It's a valuable resource. Or they can simply figure out a way to get the manure out of the watershed and get it somewhere where it can be applied safely and not be a threat to the water quality.
Some place a lot of faith in taking the manure and processing it, as you say, or generating energy. What kind of faith do you have in these kinds of technological solutions?
I think it's one option among many. And then there's something that the integrators won't be able to do or won't be willing to do, and that's simply to reduce the number of chickens on the Lower Eastern Shore, and that's a state policy decision that will have to be made. And that brings me back to another point I should reinforce, is that the states have an obligation to make sure that those reductions happen. They're going to have to figure out ways to get creative and make those reductions happen, because they may not be happening adequately right now.
Ewa Russ, an attorney with the Environmental Integrity Project, the group's latest reports on the effort to clean up the Chesapeake Bay. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Radio.